Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure as always. I'm excited about our good buddy Jim Cantarucci being back on the show. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back over 6 years. He's an executive advisor. He speaks all over the world. He's the author of the outstanding book, Personal Brilliance, which is also what he does. His work on behalf of people like you and me is clearly brilliant. He's here to talk to us about a way that you and I can produce more for the energy and the effort that we're putting into our businesses. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here with you.
It's good to have you back. You've been talking lately, Jim, about what you call a learning organization, right?
Yeah, I think what's critical for success is that everybody within our organization is moving forward. And that really is personal brilliance and developing a habit of innovation. It's learning all the time, every day, in each experience, each transaction. And what I like to think about from a learning organization is not the training department,
right,
but in the actual activities of the work that we
the execution
do.
Of the business every day, not just when you drop out of your department long enough to go to training. You know, you're talking about learning something every day.
Cato, from your
Cato
college, right?
The Roman statesman Cato once said he was learning. I think it was Cato. It may have been Plato. One of those guys was like 80 years old, and he decided to learn Greek. And somebody said, "Why are you learning Greek at this age?" He said, "It's the youngest age I have."
Exactly.
And so I agree with you, and I like your idea of not expecting to not waiting to learn something just because we go to training. Especially in small businesses, we don't have that many training sessions in small business.
Oh, exactly. I was fortunate to be involved with a championship team and really have that kind of dynasty type situation in a work environment.
Yeah.
And we were a learning organization, Jim, and we didn't have a training department. There wasn't one. We had to figure out how to learn things and how to create a teacher when we needed to learn something. And that's a very important skill to develop as an organization and to infuse in your culture.
Should you always – one of the things I try to do – is in my life is always be awake, be aware, be listening for, keeping my eyes open for a teaching moment, a learning moment. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you completely. In fact, that's one of the catalysts of personal brilliance we've talked about, which is awareness.
Yeah,
and
pay attention.
So we have to have that, and we should hire for that. But what can we do as a leader of our organization to create the motivation to do that? And I'm not talking about rah-rah, get the troops fired up motivation.
Right.
I'm talking about how do we create a scenario so that in every activity that you have through the day, you're thinking about this. Well, I think the key to that is to create a measurement within the organization that everything is based on, and that's the value creation of every person under the roof of the organization.
Are you saying that people never know when there's going to be a pop quiz?
Well, to a certain extent, yeah, exactly. To a certain extent, but you're always being evaluated from the standpoint of what value did you create today for our organization, for our clients, for our customers, for our partners. And that goes from the receptionist to the,
right,
the salesperson to the production person. And if we have that mode, if I have to create value every day, Jim, then I'm going to find out how to learn more so that I could do more
right
within the time I have. And what's interesting about that? I can create a growth curve for all of my employees and staff without having to promote them, and that's magic.
You know, Jim, doesn't it begin though? Isn't there's to me there's no quandary about which comes first, the chicken or the egg. In this case, it is the egg, and in my opinion, the egg is the hiring process. That's got to be the beginning. I mean, if you don't hire people who are curious, you're not going to hire people who are going to want to learn every day.
I love how you naturally click through the catalyst of personal brilliance. Yes, curiosity is the key. You know, are we seeking? And that's, we have to be predisposed to that in order to work here. Just, yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Curiosity, I'm you know, as I work through my long career, Jim, I try to identify, you know, what are the key elements of success? And I got to say, curiosity's got to be one of the top two or three.
Well, yeah, and I think from a small business owner's perspective, we should really deal with something, and that is a curious person could sometimes be a pain in the neck. And we have to be okay with that.
Like a 9-year-old kid that's always asking why, right?
Exactly right. Yeah. We have to embrace that.
Hold on to that thought, Jim. We're going to take a quick break. Jim, give us your website quickly, please.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com and ELCircle.com.
All right. Check it out, folks. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.